Brasenose Hall, as in dining room. Look, Earl Haig, distinguished alumnus. Okay. Another one, Catherine Allen, director of Amnesty International, and many, many more of them. Principal, as in head of house. Each Oxford College has got a different title for the head of house. Here it's principal. Here are these windows. Okay, so founded 1509, the first year of the reign of Henry VIII. And there we go. Look at these enormous stained glass windows, and a bishop amongst them, recognise him by the mitre. Okay, Lord High Treasurer, look, this was James Lay. So very senior government position before we had Prime Minister as such, sort of proto-Prime Minister. And William Smith, the Bishop of Lincoln, who founded it. He was Chancellor of the University. There was another Lincoln, Bishop of Lincoln, who founded Lincoln College behind. Look at the Royal Coat of Arms, the lion, the unicorn, the supporters, the crest with the crown of the lion up there. On y soit qui mal y pense, and Dieu est mon droit. The harp of Ireland, the lion's passant of England, the fleur-de-lis of France, the lion rampant of Scotland, and so forth. And more and more of them. So it was Richard Fleming, another bishop who founded that, Lincoln College behind. And here, that is the door knocker, the brazen nose, gave his name to the college, okay, as in shiny nose, aene nasi in Latin, because it's the King's College of blah, blah, blah. Henry Addington, the only prime minister who attended Brasenose, Wykehamist, son of a doctor. People thought it was too lowly to be prime minister in those days. And his father was instrumental in getting Mary Blandy hanged, the woman from nearby who poisoned her father. And look at the fireplace. They don't burn fires anymore. And Robert Runce, the Archbishop of Canterbury, long since dead, the one who married Charles and Diana, despite thinking they were a bad match for each other. He'd actually killed people in the Second World War. The only Archbishop of Canterbury ever to kill anyone. H.L.A. Hart, the scholar of jurisprudence, okay, later debated with Ronald Dworkin, his pupil, and had realized he's a repressed homosexual, or his wife had an eating disorder, buried in Wolvercote Cemetery. Look, William Golding wrote Lord of the Flies and so on. Okay, so some more distinguished alumni. Women been admitted here since 1979. Don't know who the head of house is then. Don't know why the Duchess of Somerset's got her coat of arms here. The college's coat of arms with the mitre, the bishop's hat, founded by a bishop, one of the benefactresses and so forth. Okay, look at the ceiling. Always worth looking at the ceiling in Oxford. So that's enough about Brasenose Hall. And yes, they really do have dinner here every day. And that's high table for the dons up there, in through the kitchens and out. That's to the main quadrangle, kitchens, and over here to another quadrangle. So David Cameron went to this college, but don't let that put you off. Okay, right, and back out. Back out into another quadrangle. Chapel over there. Library just here.